Let's read.
We're continuing with excerpt number 9 from the writings of Obash, volume 3, article number 68, The Order of the Work. In the beginning, one must believe above reason that the Creator wanted to do good to His creations. For this reason, He created His creations and installed in them the desire and yearning to receive pleasure. The reason is that this is the only kli, the only vessel with which to receive pleasure, since man enjoys only that for which he yearns. He can receive something to which he does not yearn, but he cannot enjoy it, because the kli for the joy is called coveting or yearning, etc. However, this should be above reason, since when he looks within reason, he does not find his providence over the world as benevolent. On the contrary, this is why it is said that we must believe above reason that this is so. But in truth, if his guidance is only in a manner of good and benevolent, why is it not felt within reason? We learned that it is because of the correction of the bread of shame. Therefore, as long as the created beings have no vessels of bestowal, they cannot see light and remain in the dark. When one believes in the delight and pleasure that exists in above reason, he comes to consciously feel, to know the evil within him. That is, he believes that the Creator imparts such delight and pleasure, and although he sees all the good above reason, he achieves this recognition, namely that he feels in all of his organs the power of the evil that is found in receiving for oneself, which prevents him from receiving the abundance. It follows that the faith above reason causes him to feel his enemy within reason, who obstructs him from reaching the good. This is his standard, which is to say that to the extent that he believes in the delight and pleasure above reason, to that extent he can come to feel the recognition of evil. Later, sensing the evil yields the sensation of delight and pleasure, since the recognition of evil in the sensation of the organs causes him to correct the evil. This is done primarily through prayer, where one asks the Creator to give everything in bestowal, called dvikut, or adhesion. Through these vessels, the goal will be revealed in open providence, meaning that there will be no need for the concealment, because there will already be kelim, vessels, that are able to receive. Have the ability to fulfill this desire.
Excerpt number 10. Bala Sulam, Shamati, what is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work? It is written, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. Wherefore would ye have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be as strong as if they see with their eyes with certainty that it is so. Meaning that the Creator guides the world in benevolence. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world in benevolence, because seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the creatures is benevolent, and while they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, "We want to see the benevolence as seeing within reason." Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to impart them with such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason. It means that there will not be a difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they mean. Meaning those who want to cleave to the Creator refer to as the Day of the Lord. Meaning that if they'll feel it, then the light of the Creator, called the upper abundance, will enter the vessels of reception that are called the vessels of separation. And this is something that they don't want, because it will go to the will to receive, which is opposite to holiness, which is the will to receive for oneself. But they want to be adhered to the Creator.
That we feel in the will to receive.
Excerpt number 11. Rabash, the whole of the Torah is one holy name. We must always consider the goal, which is to do good to his creations. If the evil inclination comes to a person and asks him all of Pharaoh's questions, he should not reply with lame excuses, but say, "Now, with your questions, I can begin with the work of bestowal." This means that we should not say about the questions of the evil inclination that it came to us in order to lower us from our degree. On the contrary, now it is giving us a place to work by which we will ascend on the degrees of wholeness. That is, any overcoming in the world is called walking in the work of the Creator. Since each penny joins into a great amount, that is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure, required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance. Overcoming means taking a part of a vessel of reception and adding it to the vessels of bestowal. It is like the masach, which we must put on the oviut. It follows that if one has no will to receive, one has nothing on which to place a masach. For this reason, when the above evil inclination brings us foreign thoughts, this is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason. This is something one can do with everything one's soul desires. He should not say that now he has received rejection from the work. Rather, he should say that he was given thoughts and desires from above so as to have room to admit them into Kedusha. It therefore follows that it is to the contrary. Because he is brought closer from above, he was sent work. It was said about this, "The ways of the Lord are straight, righteous walk in it, and transgressors fail in it."